the Word of God. From the Scriptures. The Quran is the Book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, do those who commit evil deeds imagine that we shall deal with them in the same way as we deal with those who have attained to faith and do righteous deeds, that they will be alike in their living and their dying? How badly they judge! God has created the heavens and the earth for a true purpose, so that every soul may be rewarded for whatever it has earned, and no one will be wrong. Prophet, consider the one who has taken his own desire as a deity, whom God allows to stray in the face of knowledge, sealing his ears and heart, and covering his eyes. Who can guide such a person after God has abandoned him? Will you not take heed? 45:21-23. One who thinks that it is all the same whether a man leads a virtuous life or a life of evil, since either way he ultimately has to die and perish, is nurturing an extremely erroneous idea. This way of thinking runs counter to the consciousness of justice which is found in the very nature of every man right from his birth. Moreover, this amounts to denying the meaningfulness of the universe, which is immanent in it to the ultimate degree. The fact is that man's inherent nature and the vast universe around him both completely nullify the concept by which life is treated as being so purposeless as not to lead to any significant outcome. To make desire one's deity means giving it the supreme position in one's life. One who thinks and acts under the influence of desire has, in effect, made himself a slave to it. Man's mind is perfectly capable of distinguishing between right and wrong. But when he mindlessly follows his desires, he closes the door to reason. Then when he encounters arguments in support of the truth, he fails to feel their weight. In reply to every statement, he presents false arguments and rejects it. Such behavior ultimately impairs his mental powers. His ears hear the words but fail to grasp their meaning. His eyes look at the truth but fail to learn a lesson from it. The message of truth reaches his heart but fails to warm it. God has made man's power of reasoning the entrance gate for guidance. But if a man enslaved by his desires shuts off his mind, how can guidance enter? They say, there is nothing but our life in this world, we die, we live, nothing but time destroys us. They have no knowledge of this, they only follow conjecture. Whenever our clear revelations are recited to them, their only argument is to say, bring back to us our forefathers, if what you say be true. Say, God gives you life, then causes you to die, and then will gather you together for the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. But most people do not know it. 45:24-26. Nothing but time destroys us. These are not the words of the common man. Such maxims are typically uttered by a special caliber of individual. Such an individual, because of his intelligence, attains the status of an intellectual representative of society. However, whatever he says is based on conjecture and not on any real knowledge. On the contrary, whatever a prophet says is based on a concrete foundation. Every day we witness the birth of a human being out of a death-like state of non-existence. It is as if here every man receives life after death, then after being alive, he dies again. This is an indication of the fact that, just as life appeared after death-like non-existence for the first time, similarly, for the second time also, there will be life after death. With this, the possibility of life after death is proved beyond doubt. Therefore, it is not correct to demand that those who are due to be resurrected in future should be brought back to life today for the purpose of demonstrating this truth, because the whole purpose of the present world is to put man to the test. If, today, the state of the future world were to be shown, the purpose of testing would be nullified.